Sugya of Kiddushin Chalitin on Daf Gimel. The Gemara says that because the Mishnah counts of Shalosh Drachim, that a person can be Kaddish and Isha in three ways, Kaddish of Shtarabiya, it comes to exclude Chalitin. So one can't be Kaddish and Isha with Chalitin. The Gemara is troubled, why not? Why can't you be Kaddish and Isha with Chalitin? If we learn Kichakichim is Tayafim, we learn Tzere Shava, that Kinyanei Sada can work for Kiddushin as well. So, since you can be Kone Asada B'Chalifin, you should be able to be Kone Nisha B'Chalifin as well. So, says the Gemara, no, Chalifin is to B'Chalifin Mishavet Pruta, and since Chalifin is to B'Chalifin Mishavet Pruta, therefore a woman can't be Meskadeshes B'Chalifin. What does that mean? So, the Rishonim have a big debate. What exactly does the Gemara mean? Most Rishonim assume that the Gemara never thought that you could be Mekadesh Nisha B'Chalifin or B'Chalifin Mishavet Pruta. The whole kash of the Gemara was that we should be able to be Mekayesh and Isha the Chalifei Shavei Pruta, because Chalifei Shavei Pruta is Midin Kesef. So if it's Midin Kesef, why should it be worse than Kesef Mamish? But comes the Gemara and says, no, since Chalifin is also Isna B'Kofas M'Shavei Pruta, so Chalifin is possible for Kiddusha. So what does that mean? Rabbi Yutam has the simplest chat. He says that what it means is that the fact that you can be Mekayesh and the fact that Chalifin is Isna B'Kofas M'Shavei Pruta, that's Megala, that even Khalifa Shavah Pruta is not Midin Kesef. The fact that Khalifin is Isna B'Prachas M'Shavah Pruta proves that it can't be Midin Kesef because Prachas M'Shavah Pruta isn't Kesef. So if it's not Midin Kesef, then we can't derive from Stei Ephraim to Isha. That's Rabbi Natan's approach. That Khalifa Prachas M'Shavah Pruta is a simen ladava, that even Khalifa Shavah Pruta is not Midin Kesef. So if it's not Midin Kesef, then it can't work by Isha. Because we never had a Havamina to make a Gzera Shava to compare Sada to Isha for anything except for Kesef. So once we know that Chalifin is not Mikam Kesef, so then you can't use it for Kiddusha Isha. Rashi says something a little different, because Rashi had a different Girsa. Rashi's Girsa was, Chalifin Istum Uparaz Mishavakuta, V'Isha Uparaz Mishavakuta, Lo Mekanya Nafsha. Not Lo Mekanya, but there's a Halacha that the woman can't be Miknia Uparaz Mishavakuta, can't be Miknia B'Chalipin, because it's not mitam kesef, but rather she's lo makanya nafsha, that she doesn't want to accept kiddushin for that. So what did that mean? Just because she's lo makanya nafsha b'pachas m'shavah pruta, why does that affect chalifei shavah pruta? That's a big machlokas in the Rishonim, how to understand the Rashi. So some Rishonim learn that Rashi understood the chalifei pachas m'shavah pruta taka is a different track. Chalifei pachas m'shavah pruta must not be mitam kesef, it's not a shavah pruta. But we thought that Afal Pikein, Chalifei Shavah Pruta should still work by Isha. So comes the Gemara and says, no, since Chalifin is Isna B'Prachas M'Shavah Pruta, so that somehow tells you something about Chalifei Shavah Pruta as well. So some Rishonim learn that it's not that Chalifei Prachas M'Shavah Pruta is really Megala something or tells something about Chalifei Shavah Pruta, but rather the same Chisaron that exists by Prachas M'Shavah Pruta exists by Shavah Pruta too. That's the Ramban. That a woman never wants to accept Kiddushin if she's not getting a Davar Choshev. So Chalif and Prachas M'Shavah Pruta, that's not a Davar Choshev. Of course she's not going to accept Kiddushin. And Chalif and Shavah Pruta as well, it's Kniyam and Asla Haknos, Hodra Sudra Lamare, since the Sudra goes back to the owner, the Kona gives the Sudra to the Makna, but then the Makna gives it back to the Kona. So that's a Hanah de Lashon, that's a temporary Hanah. That's not significant. So the woman is not Miss Kadeshes. She won't accept Kiddushin for such a hana. So one is the same as the other. Not that one is Megala on the other, according to the Ramban's Pshat Adas Rashi. But they're both deficient, because they both aren't significant enough hana that the woman is going to be Miss Kadeshes for them. The Rashba had a little bit of a different approach. The Rashba wanted to say that Chalifin is a kinyan shel gnai. The fact that it works for Prachas M'Shavah Pruta, that's Megala, that it's a kinyan shel gnai. So even by Shavah Pruta, that's also called a kinyan shel gnai. The whole kinyan is a kinyan shel gnai. You're mekadesh the isha, not begufan, but rather bedinan. Right? It's kniyam and asla hakno, so that shows that you're not being mekadesh with the guf hadar, but rather with the din. The din of Chalifin is a kinyan shel gnai, so that's why it's not going to work. That mahalach is better in the lashon of Rashi, as we pointed out. Some of you in Seder came over to me and we were discussing this. Rashi's lashon is, since Chalifin is going to be parchas m'shavah pruta, and the woman doesn't want to be miskadesh as a parchas m'shavah pruta, he'll go batil la taras Chalifin. It's like it's one unit. That the fact that you can't be mekadesh and isha with Chalifin and parchas m'shavah pruta, so it tells me that the whole kinyan Chalifin is batil by isha. According to the Ramban, it's not that one is megala on the other. It's not that the kinyan is a kinyan shel gnai. It's that it's the same chisaron. It's not batala toras chalipin. It's really a different according to Ramban. According to the Rashba, it's great. Because batala toras chalipin means that once it doesn't work for pachas v'shava pruta, because it's a kinyan shel ganai, so then the whole kinyan is a kinyan shel ganai. So then the whole toras chalipin is batal. That makes a lot of sense according to the Rashba. So these two approaches with Das Rashi are similar to Tosfos in one respect. That everyone is assuming that chalipin pachas v'shava pruta certainly is not mitam kesef. The question is, what does that tell me about chalipin shava pruta? Rabbi Nutam says it's megala that the kinyan of chalipin in general is not mitam kesef. The other is shown in the Ramban and the Rashi, that's Rashi, they say, no, chalipin of shava pruta take is mitam kesef, but it's not going to work anyway. Okay, the question is why, but that's the mahalach in the sugya according to Rashi. Comes the Ran and has a different mahalach. The Ran says, that's Rashi, that the Gemara thought you should be able to be mekanish and isha b'chalifin even pachos mishavah puta. Because the Gemara thought that chalifin even pachos mishavah puta is taka mitam kesef. And that remains the maskana. Taka remains. According to Rashi, lefi the Ran, chalifin is mitam kesef. It's not a kinyan acher. Not like Tosis and the Ramban and the Rashi. But the Ramban and the Rashba don't like Rashi. They explain Rashi, but they reject Rashi. Right, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashba, they all prefer Tosis Pshat. The Khalifin is not mitam kesef. Comes the Ran and says, not only is Khalifa shove pruta mitam kesef going to Rashi, even Khalifin pachos mishove pruta is mitam kesef. How can there be mitam kesef if it's pachos shove pruta? We never find less than a shove pruta being kesef. The answer is money less than a shove pruta is not mitam kesef. But an object, since it's useful, it has a shiva in the hishtamshus, then it is shove. It's worth something. It could be mitam kesef, even though it's not shove pruta in the marketplace. It doesn't cost the pruta, but it does have a shavius because it has value. You can use it for its malocha. It's roi for its malocha, even the pachas mishava pruta. So Rashi will hold that chalifin, even pachas mishava pruta, really is mitam kesef. Right, so what's the problem? The problem is isha. An isha of pachas mishava pruta is lamakanya nafsha, even though in mekachu memker chalifin of pachas mishava pruta taka works mitam kesef. But a woman will not want to be makna herself for less than shava pruta. It's a gnai for her. Even by a kli. Even by a kli that's roi for his shtamshus less than a shava pruta, she still won't want to be miskadeshes for them. So she doesn't want to be miskadeshes, and we assume that all of chalifin is one din, according to the Ran. It's not two tracks. It's not that chalifin shava pruta is a different halacha. It's all mitam kesef. Chalifin shava pruta is mitam kesef, and chalifin pachas mishava pruta is mitam kesef. So because it's all one halacha, and the woman is not going to be miskadeshes for chalifin pachas mishava pruta, so then the Kenyan's out. The Kenyan's out. Okay? The kiyikach and the pasuk must not be talking about chalifin. It must be talking about dami. Okay, so these are the different approaches. Rabbi Natan assumes that lemaskana chalifin is not mitam kesef, and Rashi assumes that even lemaskana chalifin is mitam kesef. The question is, which chalifin? Does he say dafka chalifin shav pruta mitam kesef, or even chalifin pachas mishav pruta? So the question that we have to address now, but before we address that question, according to the Ran's approach, we can answer another kasha, very important kasha. Why did Rashi learn the sugya his way? All the Rishonim are trouble with Rashi. Lo Makanya Nafsha, different Girsa. Why did Rashi learn like that? He should have just learned like Tosfos. He should have said that, look, there are at least, even in the Havamina, we're assuming there are two tracks. There's Chalifin Pachas Mishav Pruta and Chalifin Shav Pruta. And everyone's admitting that Chalifin Pachas Mishav Pruta is not Mitam Kasa. The question is, can you learn something from Chalifin Pachas Mishav Pruta to Chalifin Shav Pruta? That's what everyone was assuming initially. Rabbi Natam now comes and says, no, from Chalifin and Pachas Mishav Pruta, we can see something about Chalifin Shav Pruta, that it's a kinyan achem. Why didn't Rashi just learn like that? It's a pretty simple mahalach. But he still is going to say that there are two tracks? That's a big chiddush to say that there are two tracks to Chalifin. Why didn't Rashi just learn like Tosfos? But according to the Ran, it's very good, because Rashi was assuming that Chalifin is mitam kesef. That even Chalifin of Pachas Mishav Pruta is mitam kesef. That's what Rashi assumed. And that remains lamaskana. If someone asks you, how does chalifin work by mekachu memke? Not by isha, by mekachu memke, how does it work? What's the nature of that halacha? According to Rashi, it's within kesef. Bein b'shara pruta, bein b'pachas b'shara pruta, because you're using a kli. So Rashi's point of departure is that chalifin is mitam kesef, even pachas b'shara pruta. So once chalifin is mitam kesef, you can't learn the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat in the sugya, because that's just pashut wrong. So Rashi had to stand on his head to explain the Gemara. Rashi needed the Girs of Lomakanya Nafsha because he was assuming the Khalif and his Mitam Kesef, even Khalif and of Pachos Mishavapruta. So how do you understand why it doesn't work by an Isha? If it's Mitam Kesef, what could be the problem? We have a Xereshav of Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron that teaches me Okinyoni Kesef by Kiddushin, right? Okinyoni Kesef of Sada should work by Isha. So if Khalif and his Mitam Kesef, then that type of Kinyon Kesef should also work by Isha. So that's why Rashi had to come on to the fact that no, it's Bekpei the Talia Milsa, it's a Kinyon Shogunai, it's some Gnai involved. Rabbeinu Tam's pshat wasn't going to work for Rashi because Rashi assumed even Khalif and a Pachos Misharaputa is Mitam Kesef. So you can't say that a Khalif and a Pachos Misharaputa teaches me that Khalif and Misharaputa is also not Mitam Kesef. Rashi wasn't assuming like that. That's why Rashi had to learn a different Mahalach in the Sugya. So according to the Ran, it's very good why Rashi had to learn a different way in the Sugya because he's assuming that all of Khalif and his Mitam Kesef. So that's why he couldn't learn Tosis as Mahalach. He couldn't say Khalif and Apachos Misharaputa is Megalan Khalif and Misharaputa. Questions? Okay, so the question we have to address now is what does Rabbi Natan mean that Khalif is a Kinyan Achim? Bos Neitzah. Mitam Kesef I can hear. I mean, we know what Kesef is. So Khalif and you are transferring something. It is Kinyan Manas Lahaknos, but you're transferring something, so you could say it's like Kesef. What does it mean that it's a Kinyan Acher? So to better understand Rabbeinu Tam's approach, we have to take a step back. There's another very important halach in Khalif that might shed light on Rabbeinu Tam's understanding of Khalif. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Alef Mem, says that Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim Ve'in Tzorach Lomar Ksovim. Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, what does that mean, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim? Whenever you do a Kinyan, you need Shnei Eidim? No, so the Rashbam there explained that Kinyan means Kinyan Sudan. Stam Kinyan always means a Kinyan Sudan. Khalif, a Kinyan Sudan. The Rambam, Stam Kinyan the Rambam. The Rambam himself says at the beginning of Hilchos Mechira, whenever he says the word Kinyan Stam, he doesn't mean Hagbah, Meshicha, Kesef, or Shtar. He means Kinyan Sudan. So Zog the Gemara, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim Ve'in Tzorach Lomar Ksovim. Kinyan Sudan is in front of two Eidim, and you don't have to say Ksovim, meaning that the Eidim can write a Shtar Raya that the Kinyan took place. Let's say Reuven is selling Karka to Shimon, and they do a Kinyan Sudar. How does that happen? So we pass in that the Kinyan Sudar is done by Caliph Shalkona. So the Kona, let's say Shimon is acquiring the field, so the Kona, Shimon gives the Sudar to Reuven, and he acquires the field through the Kinyan Sudar. It says the Gemara that you need Shnayim. You need Eid Dekiyim for Kinyan Suda, Ve'in Tzorach Lomar Ksovim, and the Eidim can write a Shtar Raya to prove that the Kinyan took place. The Shtar is not a Shtar Kinyan. The Kinyan, the transfer of violence is occurring through the Suda. The Shtar is a Shtar Raya. Ve'in Tzorach Lomar Ksovim, you don't need an Hatzibay Mefurash, an explicit command on the part of the Meschayev, on the part of the Makna, of the Bailam on the field. They can write a shtar even without a tzivay mefurish. That's what the Gemara in Bava Basra says. So it would seem as though Kinyan Suda requires Eidei Kiyum. We talked about Eidei Kiyum in the context of Davash of Erva by giving the Kiddushin, but the Gemara in Bava Basra sounds like you need Eidei Kiyum by Kinyan Suda as well. So comes Tosis in Kiddushin on Dav Samachai and says, no, there's no Rai from the Gemara. No Rai, but it says Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim. So says Tosis, no. All the Gemara is saying is that if the Kinyan is done Bifnei Shnayim, then Ein Tzorach Lomar Ksovim. This is on Samachayim at base here in Kiddushin, in the Ramas Chalo. The Hodov in Perek Cheskes Habatim, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, Ein Tzorach Lomar Ksovim, Lav Mishum Delo Mahani Velo Shnayim. Not that you need a Dekiyim for a Kinyan Chalipim. The Vada Mahani Afilo Velo Shnayim. Elo Havi Kama. Kinyan Harogil Bifnei Shnayim, Ein Tzorach Lomar Ksovim. Kinyan Tzuda, which is normally done in front of two people, you don't have to say Ksovim. But you certainly don't need to. What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos seems to be saying that the Gemara in Bava Basra is not telling me that you need two Eidim for a Kinyan Suda. What the Gemara is saying is that in the event that you have two Eidim, then it's understood that the person allows you to write a Shtar. There's an Umdana de Muchach that he allows the Eidim to write the Shtar Raya. That's really what the Gemara continues to say. Hai kinyan hechidami, ikim aisebez din dami libay plasa, ilokim aisebez din dami amayin atzorach lamaksova. If the kinyan is a ma'isa bezdin, so ma'isa bezdin by definition you can write a shtar. That's what that's always true. But if a bezdin does something, so then you can write a shtar on the ma'isa bezdin. So if it's a ma'isa bezdin, then you should need the three. But if it's not a ma'isa bezdin, so why don't you need a tzivim mafurish? One of shach. If kinyan is a ma'isa bezdin, then you should need three. Nafsu. It should be a bezdin, three dayanim. And if it's not a ma'isa bezdin, then why shouldn't you need? Let's see if I'm a first of Ksalva. Zok the Gemara, Basa Dabai, Hada Pashta, La'olam Akhan, I said, Bezin, Dami, V'acha Taim Amai, Dein Atzarach Amak Ksalva, Mishin, the Stam Kinyin, L'Ksiva Omei. Says the Gemara, Stam Kinyin, L'Ksiva Omei. The normal Kinyin is Omei L'Ksiva. What does that mean? So the Rashbam explains that it's understood that if he does the Kinyin Sudra in front of two people, he wants to be Mechazek the Kinyin, he wants to strengthen the Kinyin. He wants him to be kona immediately, even before he's moshech the metavlin. The fact that he's doing a kinyan sudr in front of Tuedim, he wants him to be kona miyad. So the fact that he wants him to be kona miyad, that demonstrates that he wants to be makna to him by ayin yofen. He wants to be makna to him in the best possible way. So the best possible way is that not only will he be kona, but he'll even have a raya for the kinyan too. So there's an umgna demuchach. Says the Rashbam, interpreting the Gemara, Stam Kinyan, L'Ksiva Omei, tells me that a Stam Kinyan, if you do it in front of two, it's understood, it's an Umdana Demucho, that you want the Aden to write the Shtar Raya. Because the very fact that you makna him the Metatlin, the Kinyan Sudra, and not the Kinyan Meshicha, indicates that you want him to be Kona now. Now, if he needs a Meshicha, so then he's going to have to go to the object. Of course, you could bring the object, but let's say the object is not there, so then you have to bring the object to him. Kinyan Sudr, you don't need the object in front of you because you're being kona through an external mechanism, through an external chayfetz. So that demonstrates that you want to be kona by ayin yofa. Stoma, the umdana demurach is, the assessment of the psychology of the makna, is that he wants him to be able to write, he wants the aid to write a shtar that this person will now have a shtar right. But does that tell me that you need to do a Kinyan Sudr in front of two aidim? No. It's not necessary, but if you do it in front of two aidim, then it's understood that you want him to be able to write a shtar. That's how Tosis and Kiddushin is docha the rai from the Gemara in Baba Basra. But some Rishonim actually say that you do need chalip in front of Eidei Kinyan. Who's that? The Rush. Okay, before we get to the Rush, the Raivit. Right? The Raivit. The Rush Taka says that you don't, his maskana is that you don't need Eidei Kinyan. Quotes the Rabbi Natan who says that you don't need a dekiyam. Rabbi Natan brought a raya from the Gemara Kedushin. The Rosh is docha the raya, but he says you don't even need a raya. Rosh isn't the one who says that you need a dekiyam for kinyan sudr. We'll get to the Rosh. The Raivin is the Mara d'Shmaitza. The Raivin is the one in Hilchas Mechira who says beferish that, well, beferish. He indicates that there are those who say that you need a dekiyam by kinyan sudr. The Rambam holds that you don't need a dekiyam. Rambam and Hilchos Mechira Perakei Alachates. Zeh HaKinyan. Ein Tzarech Lios Bifnei Eidim. Elim Hoye Beino Uvein Chaver Okon. Kinyan Sudah doesn't need Eidim. Shlo Vetzricha Torah Eidim V'dinim Amonis Ela L'Kofa. Lo Ibru Sadi Ela L'Shakri. The purpose of Eidim and Dinim Amonis is simply Eidei Biru. To clarify what the truth is in case there's a dispute. But if there's no dispute, then there's no need to have Eidim. Aval ha-mocher o ha-nosin o ha-socher o ha-mashu l'chiyotze behen ein tzorech eidim. Dinei mamadis normally don't require eidim. Kevin shekona ha-kona b'derech hecha min ha-drochim shekona behen behen ba-agbo, behen be-meshicha, behen be-mesir, behen be-kini, behen be-kesi, behen be-shtar, o be-chazoka. The Rambam lists practically all the kinyon. Aval v'she'en sham eidim. No matter what the kinyon is, you never need eidim on the kinyon. But the Ravid ain't a kol modim the Kenyan. Not everyone agrees about Kenyan. Which Kenyan is he referring to? Kenyan Sudha. Ravid says not everyone agrees that Kenyan Sudha doesn't need Eidim. Some say that Kenyan Sudha does require Eidim. Who says that? Well, what's the source of such an idea? So comes the Magen Mishnah and says it's the Dachad Gemara and Bava Basra. Kenyan Bifnei Shnayim. Kenyan Bifnei Shnayim. Gemara and Bava Basra says that the Kenyan Sudha has to be in front of two Eidim. That's the mocha for the Raivit. And what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds there's no Raivit from the Gemara, like Tosis in Kiddushin on Daf Samachay. Right? Tosis says there's no Raya It's if the kinyan is b'fnei shnayim, it's tzarich lomar k'sovu. That's all the Gemara is saying. If it's in front of shnayim, then you don't need an explicit command to write the shtar. It's understood that Mischayev wants the Edom to write the shtar, but not that you have to do the kinyan in front of two Edom. That if you do the kinyan in front of two Edom, then you don't have to write the shtar. It's the hemshich of the Gemara that's the chiddush, not kinyan b'fnei shnayim. But the Ravid holds that Chalifin requires two Edom. That's quite a shita. Chalifin requires two Edom. So there are two ways to learn the Gemara in Bava Basra. It's not a Raya. It could be a Raya. It might not be a Raya. Rabbeinu Tam thought like the Rambam that you don't need Edekim and Chalifin. What was his Raya? We have a Gemara in Bava Basra that's a Raya that you should need Edekim, but some reject the Raya. Is there any Raya that you don't need Edekim? So that's the Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara in Kiddushin on Samach Hayamed Beis. Gemara says that there were two Amoroim who divided the Yerusha, right? Marzutra Rav Ada Sava B'nei de Rav Mori Bar Issa Polig Nechsayo B'hadei Adodi. They divided the Chalukas Nechosim. Also L'kame de Rav Ashi Amulei Apishnei Edim Amar Rachmona Diboy Lemeder Lomotzi Hadri Behu Vanan Lo Hadri Oldilma Lomakayma Milsela Besadi. So they asked the Kasha. They asked the Shaila. Do you need two Edim for Chalukas Nechosim? Do you say that you need Edekim? L'makayim milsa el v'sadi? Or do you say, no, the purpose of Edim is to prevent the Chazara. The purpose of the Edim is just to prevent the Chazara. Tamalohu, lo ibr sadi el l'shakri. Rav Ashi answered them, no. Taka, when it comes to Dini Mamanis, the purpose of the Edim is just for bir hadava, to prevent Chazara. Right? That once they divide the Nechasim, they shouldn't be able to deny it. Proof! It's just a raya, a bir. Not to be Mekayim Milsa. Not like by Dovah Shada Erva. You don't need Edekiyum. Zok Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam wanted to prove from that you don't need Edekiyum by Kinyonim. If you don't need Edekiyum by Chalukas Nechasim, so why would you need Edekiyum by any other Kinyon? Not by Hagbah, not by Meshicha, not by Kinyon Sodor either. Why would you need the Edim? Mistoma, the Kinyon that you're doing by Chalukas Nechasim is a Kinyon Sodor. I mean, you can't be Moshe the Karka. Are they doing kinyan shtar? It doesn't sound like that. The normal kinyan that's done is you do chalipin. You transfer the handkerchief, and that demonstrates the transfer of violence. So from the fact that the Gemara concludes that lo ibrusali ella l'shakri, so that proves that by dinim mamadis the purpose of edim is simply libira adav, not l'kiyam adav. So it sounds like you don't need edekiyam by kinyanim. So comes the Tosfos Rosh and says, I don't think that's a right. The Gemara in Bava Basra is not a raya to those who say that you do need Edekiyam for Kinyan Sudr, and the Gemara Kedushin is not a raya for those who say that you don't need Edekiyam for Kinyan Sudr. Why not? What does the Rosh say? He says maybe Chalukas Nechosim is different. Maybe you don't need Edekiyam by Chalukas Nechosim, but maybe by a Kinyan. Maybe you would need Edekiyam. What does he mean? Chalukas Nechosim, the pshat is they all own everything, so they're just dividing it. They're being mistalik from part of it. Right? They have the nechasim that's jointly owned. Reuven and Shimon own the whole thing, so now they're splitting it. So they're being mistalik. Maybe that's not so strong. Maybe that doesn't require edekiyam. But maybe a kinyan sudr, if you were to do a kinyan besudr, that's different. Maybe to do a Kenyan Sudr is different. If you want to transfer ownership with a Kenyan Sudr, which might be stronger than just the Chalukas Nechasim, maybe that does require Edekiyam. The Rosh is not convinced that there's really a Raya that you don't need Edekiyam from the Gemara and Kiddushin. So we have Rayas both ways, right? Rayas both ways. So, it's not so clear. We can reject either Raya, both from Kiddushin and from Bava Basra. Comes the Rosh and says, I don't understand what the whole discussion is about. Do you have a Raya that you need Edim? Do you have a Raya that you don't need Edim? What do you need a Raya for this one? It's a Svara Pshuta. Kro Lomali Svarahu. Gemara Lomali Svarahu. Do I really need a Raya? It's a Svara Pshuta, he says. Umiyu Nirali, the Af Raya in Sora. the Mali Kinyan Suda, Mali Kinyan Mishicha, the Chazaka. The Mils of the Pshita, the Mahoda Ruven Mifanein of Amen, Asati Metatla Halola Lashimen, Mashcham, O Karkas of a Herzig, but the Hadaz Benin, Kimay Eden Dami, the Chain Lady Kinyan Khalifan Ami. Says the Rush, I just don't get it. Hodaz Baldin Kimay Eden Dami, by Dini, Mamanas, you don't need Edekiyam to Shafa Chalos, to create the Chalos Kinyan. Why would I need Edekiyam by Kinyan Suda? Well, what's Khalifan different than every other Kinyan for? If you don't need Edekiyam by Hagbah and Mashiach, and no one was suggesting if you need Edekiyam by Hagbah and Mashiach, so why by Kinyan Suda should you need Edekiyam? That's the Rosh's Kasha. I just don't get it. Why do you need a Raya? It's a Svara Pshuta. Svara Pshuta. Yeah, it's such a Svara Pshuta. So how can the Raya say that Eina Kol Modim B'Kinyan? If it's really so Poshut, so how can the Raya Taka say that Eina Kol Modim B'Kinyan? It's Dach Pilei Ploy. Whether you have a Raya or not, a Raya this way or Raya that way, you do need Edim, you don't need Edim, but the Rosh is saying, Misvara, you shouldn't need Edim. Edekiyam. Edim to create the Chalos Kinyan Chalifin? Why do you need that? If Odaz Baldin Kameh Edim Dami, so that shows that you don't need Edim Lekiyam Adavim. Edim to create the Chalos Kinyan. So why suddenly by Chalifin should you need Edim Lekiyam Adavim? The Rav felt that this Ravid shows us something very important about the nature of Kinyan Chalifin. And he actually explained this based on a Rambam. Interesting, that the Rambam is going to explain the Ravid. Obviously, we'll have to pedal back to the Rambam. Some of you who were in the Shia last year, we touched on some of these in Yonim, on Davov, Sanhedrin Davov. The Rav pointed to a very cryptic Rambam, a very strange Rambam of Hilchos Mechira. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Chavtes, Halacha Tes, talks about Kinyan Suda by a Kotel. Okay, we gotta keep all these in yad, right? So far we've talked about Edekiyam by Chalifin, right? Now we're gonna talk about Chalifin by a Katan, right? All the different issues that come up in Chalifin. Comes the Rambam in Perek Chavtes of Hilchos Mechira, and he says that I don't think there's a Kinyan Chalifin by a Katan. V'chainim konum yad a Katan or hizgemakom hametatlam, etc. Ein kinyan miyad hakotan klum. I don't think that kinyan miyad hakotan is a... Now, what does that mean? Ein kinyan miyad hakotan klum. Min haTorah, a kotan doesn't have a kinyan anyway. He doesn't have das kinyan. So he can't have a kinyan that rice. Right? He can't be kone, he can't be makna. Okay, some say das acheres makna, that if a godel wants to be makna to the kotan, min haTorah, he can be kone. Right? It's unclear if the Rambam really holds that one. Could be the Rambam doesn't hold that way. So he says the Kotam in HaTorah doesn't have any kinyan. So there's nothing to talk about. Well, what does the Rambam have to tell me? That I think that a Kotam doesn't have a kinyan. No, the Rambam is saying the following. With the Rabbanan, we know that once a Kotam reaches the age of what's called Pu'utos. Pu'utos, the Gemara in Gittin says, Mekhon Mekach, Memkron Memker. Chazal HaMasakim with the Rabbanan, that Pu'utos can have some kind of Mekach or Memker. That's a din the Rabbanan. Takanas Ashok, that they'll be able to do some kind of a business. Chazal HaMasakin Kinyonim, even for Ketan. They have to be of age. They have to know a little bit. What does the Gemara Gittin say? Not Kibar Shis, Kibar Shav, you know, 6 or 7, 7 or 8, 8 or 9. The Gemara says, well, what's the different shittas, what the age is? Well, it depends how bright the Ketan is, right? If he gets into Sai Sims on scholarship, so then even if he's 6 or 7, right. We can lower the age even more. Enrollment, we want to raise it. Okay, yeah. Right. So, you know, even 6 or 7, it depends how bright the cotton is. With the Rabbanan, he might have a kinyan. If not, it has to be a higher age. Min haTorah, though, he's not going to have kinyanim until he becomes a gadol, because he doesn't have a full das. So comes the Rambam and says that even if he reached the age of Pu'utos, where he should have a kinyan, the Rabbanan, but not kinyan suda. Now we can understand what the Rambam is saying. The kinyan suda is different than other kinyan. But the Rabbanan, a katan, does have a kinyan, the Rabbanan, once he reaches the age of pu'utos, but not kinyan suda. Why? He says the Rambam the following. Sha kinyan bishtar, ve'en leitim chosmun el al shtar shel adam gadol. Kinyan is bishtar. Kinyan suda is bishtar. And Edom are only chosim, Edom only sign on a shtar of an Adam Gadol. They don't sign on a shtar of an Adam Kotel. What does that mean? Kinyan is bishtar. What does the Rambam mean, kinyan is bishtar? So the chora, what the Rambam means is the Gemara in Bava Basra. That's how the Nosei Kelim explained the Magen Mishnah. Kinyan b'shtar means kinyan b'shtar ben tzorach lomak sovu. Stam kinyan l'ksiva omeid. Stam kinyan is omeid for writing a shtar. Not that the kinyan sudar works through kinyan shtar. That's ridiculous. Kinyan sudar is not kinyan shtar. It means the kinyan sudar is connected to a shtar raya. Stam kinyan l'ksiva shtar raya omeid. Right? That it's normal to write the shtar after the kinyan. I mean, don't write a shtar on an Adam Katam. You only write a shtar on an Adam Gadol. So that's why you can't have a Kenyan Sudar for a Katam. The Katam can't be called a Kenyan Sudar because Kenyan is Bishtar. It has to be Omeid L'Ksiva, but we don't write shtaris on an Adam Katam. So therefore it doesn't make any sense. Even the Chachamim wouldn't be Misake in a Kenyan Sudar by a Katam. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam is Pilei Plei. Pilei Plei. Because it's normal to write a shtar on a Kenyan Sudar, after the Kenyan Sudar, it's normal to write the shtar that the Kenyan took place as a shtar raya, so therefore you can't have a Kenyan Sudar by a katan. So don't write a shtar. Okay, normally you could write a shtar. But just because you can't write the shtar, so that should prevent you from being misakin a Kenyan Sudar by a katan, what does one have to do with the other? So don't write a shtar. By an Adam Gadol, you write a shtar raya. By an Adam Katan, you'll do the Kenyan Sudar without a shtar raya. So the person will not have a raya that the Kenyan took place, but the Kenyan will still be chal. What kind of a strange idea is that of the Rambam? Ha Kenyan b'shtar, because it's normal to write a shtar. There's an under the Mohr that the person wants the Adam to write a shtar raya on his Kenyan Sudar, so therefore you can't do Kenyan Sudar by a Katan. What does one have to do with the other? So don't write a shtar by a Katan. Write a shtar by a Gadol, but not by a Katan. What's the Rambam saying? The Magen Mishnah is right. It sounds like the Gemara in Bava Basra is what the Rambam is invoking, but we don't understand what's going on over here. Why should that affect whether you can have a Kenyan Sudar by a Katan? So if you do a Kenyan Sudar by a Gadol, you write the Shtar. If you do a Kenyan Sudar by a Katan, you won't write the Shtar. Why does that tell me? Because a Kenyan B'Shtar, therefore you can't have a Sudar, Kenyan Sudar by a Katan. Said the Rav, the Rambam is telling us something remarkable about Kenyan Chalifin. How is Kenyan Chalifin working? You can ask yourself a fundamental question about Kenyan Chalifin. Right? Is Kenyan Chalifin similar to Kasef, or is it totally different than Kasef? That's our Shaila. Why would I say that it's different than Kasef? Because Kenyan Chalifin is very strange. There are two very strange rules about Kenyan Chalifin that we know of. One is that it's Isnu B'Pachas M'Shava Pruta. You can have chalifin even less than a shavu pruta. Konin b'kliyav v'lishem bo shavu pruta, says the Gemara in Bava Mitzi. And the other strange halach of chalifin is it's k'nas lahaknos. The sudda goes back to the owner. That doesn't sound like kesef to me. If the sudda is going back to the owner, and you can be konin with less than a shavu pruta, it's very strange. Doesn't seem like it's a kesef type kinyan. So how does it work? How does it work? So the emes is, you really could say that chalifin is mitam kesef. There's a makom for that. You could say that even though the sudah goes back to the owner, and konin afal pishein bo shavu pruta, konin b'kli afal pishein bo shavu pruta, you could say that it is mitam kesef. It's just, these are exceptions to the rule. These are exceptions to the rule, but basically it could be mitam kesef. Now how could that be? If we never have a kesef of shavu pruta, so how could that be? The answer is, we already discussed that there are different ways of looking at kinyan kesef itself. Right? There's a machlokas, the Sma, and the Taz. The Sma holds what? Sma says that kinyan kesef by karka is kesef piron. It's tchilas piron d'mei amekach. It's the beginning of the payment. That's how the Sma learned, right? According to the Sma, it's kesef piron. What did the Taz say? It's kesef kinyan. Formal act. Just a ma'isa kinyan ba'al. What is the Taz saying? He's saying that it doesn't matter that I'm transferring something that could serve as payment, but that's not what kinyan kesef is doing. It's really a formal ma'isa kinyan. So according to the Taz, one could suggest that that's really what kinyan chalifin is. That even though I'm not transferring the davar hanikna, it's not meshicha, it's not hakbah, I'm not transferring the object that I'm acquiring, and I'm not transferring value that could serve as tchilas piron by chalipin. But so what? Even kesef itself is only a formal act, according to the Taz. Even kesef itself is only a formal act, according to the Taz. So maybe chalipin can be like kinyan kesef. You're just transferring a kli. You're not transferring kesef. You're not transferring money. And you're not transferring a davar hanikne, right? But you're transferring a different object. Maybe that taka is midin kesef. Maybe taka is midin kesef. That it looks like kesef, that you're transferring one thing, and as a result of that, bilus is being transferred. It's like kesef in the sense that meshicha, hakbah, there you're actually moshech the object. You're picking up the object. But kesef, you're not doing that. You're doing an act on an external object. So chalivin could be similar to kesef. Ah, but it's not similar to kesef. The suda goes back to the owner, and it's pachas v'sharaputa. Okay, but even kesef itself is only a formal act according to the Taz. So maybe chalifin is a formal act, but it's midin kesef. That's one way to look at chalifin. The other way to look at chalifin is to say that the very fact that it's kniyam nas lahaklas and kohen v'kliyach v'bishem v'sharaputa, the very fact that there are these two very strange halachas by chalifin, that's megala that chalifin is not midin kesef. It's not mitam kesef, it's a different type of kinyan. What is it? The answer is it's a kinyan das. Chalifin is a chalos kinyan on a maisa kinyan, as we would say. It's a chalos kinyan without a maisa kinyan. You're doing an act, but the act is not transferring the bilus. Normally when we have a kinyan is composed of two parts. It's normally composed of a maisa kinyan and das kinyan. Maisa kinyan is derived from a pasuk that maisa kinyan somehow transfers bilus. How does it transfer bilus? Either by demonstrating that the kohen is the new owner, meshicha, he draws it into his rishus, or he picks it up out of the rishus of the mocha. You're demonstrating transfer of bilus. Or kesef, he pays for the object. He's paying for the object. Normally, the Maisa Kinyan is a significant part of the Chalos Kinyan. Of course, you need Das. Without Das, it doesn't make any sense. You can't have a Kinyan Balkarcha of the Makna, Balkarcha of the Kona. But they're working together. There's a Maisa Kinyan and there's Das Kinyan. And the Maisa Kinyan is a key component of the Chalos Kinyan. It could be that Chalifin is not working like that. Yes, there is an act that you have to do. You have to be kohen of a kli. But the very fact that the sudr, that the object that you're kohen with goes back to the owner demonstrates that that action is just to show something else. What's the action there to show? It's there to show gemiras das. It's there only to show das. Chalifin could be a kinyan das. It's a chalos kinyan without a maisa kinyan. Not that chalifin is mitam kesef. It's not mitam kesef that there is a maisa kinyan over here. It's just a maisa kinyan has certain exceptions to the rule. No, maybe chalifin is a kinyan das. It's a chalos kinyan without a maisa kinyan. If it's a chalos kinyan without a maisa kinyan, then it's not such a far jump to say that maybe I need a higher level of das for chalifin than for regular kinyanim. The regular kinyan and das makna is sufficient. Regular, lower level das. Simple das. But chalifin, maybe needs a das alimta, maybe it needs a higher level of das, because you have to fill in what you're missing. Since you're doing a kinyan with das without the maisa kinyan, if you don't have a higher level of das for chalifin, then you're not going to have enough. Normally I have maisa kinyan plus das kinyan. Here, if all I'm going to have is das kinyan, I need das kinyan, I need super das kinyan to be able to achieve the same level, to be able to achieve the chalos kinyan. Because the das of chalifin is taking the place of the maisa kinyan. So if I need das to take the place of maisa kinyan to achieve a chalos kinyan, I need a das alimta, I need a higher level of das. Said the Rav, maybe that's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam understood that the din the stam kinyan leksiva omeid, it's not just an umdana de mochach. It doesn't mean that if you do a kinyan sudr in front of Edim, so then there's an umdana de mocho, there's an assessment of the psychology that you agree that the Edim should be able to write a shtar raya on the kinyan sudr. That's not what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means is that the same level of das that you need for chalifin is the das that you need to write a shtar. To write a shtar, you need das on the part of the meschayev. The person who's going to be meschayev as a result of the shtar has to agree to write the shtar. He has to express a das to Edom, right? Shtar is all about Edom. Edom chasim, Edom mesira. There have to be Edom on the shtar. So the point is that the person who's going to be meschayev as a result of the shtar has to express to the Edom that he wants the shtar written. The Gemara in Bava Basra is telling me that if a person does a kinyan sudda, that a kinyan sudda always has to be done in front of Edom. The nature of kinyan sudda is such that it always has to be done in such a way that it can lead to shtar. That there's the potential that the kinyan sudda can lead to shtar. Meaning you need the level of das by a kinyan sudda that would be sufficient to write a shtar as well. And das matna is not enough for that. You need a das alimta to write a shtar. You need a das alimta for kinyan chalifin as well. That's what the Gemara in Bava Basra is saying. The kinyan between shayin v'ayin tzarif l'maksovu, what that means is that you need to have, this is according to the Rambam, you need to have two edim on a kinyan sudda. Well, just one second. What the Gemara in Bava Basra is saying is that you should need the same level of das for kinyan sudda. Okay? You should need the same level of das for kinyan sudda that you need in order to write a shtar. So if you need a das alimta to write a shtar, then you should need a das alimta for kinyan chalifin as well. That's how the Rambam understood. And that's why the Rambam said that you can't have kinyan sudda by katan. What did we suggest? That what does it matter? By a katan, do the kinyan sudda, but don't have a shtar. Do the kinyan sudda. So, okay, you want to have a shtar, right? What does it matter? No, the Rambam says that if you do a kinyan sudda in such a way that you wouldn't be able to write a shtar, then the kinyan sudra doesn't work. Because the whole point is that the kinyan sudra has to have the same level of das that would be necessary for a shtar. So if you can't write a shtar on an adam katan, then you can't do kinyan sudra with the adam katan either. Because he'll never have the level of das that you need for a shtar. It's not that we can't write a shtar raya, it's a similar davar. If the katan doesn't have a das that you'll be able to write a shtar for him, if the katan were to tell the edim, I want you to write a shtar for him, they wouldn't write a shtar because his das is not going to be high enough, it's not going to be a high enough level, then the katan's das for kinyan sudda is not going to be on a high enough level either. But the chachamim were misaken that once the katan reaches the stage of pe'utos, then mekha mekha chamemkro memkro, then he can do kinyanim. No, Chazal only instituted that if there is a kinyan that can be effected through a maisa, so even though Minat Torah, a katan doesn't have a maisa kinyan, Chazal say that, okay, he's doing a maisa, he's doing the same act as everyone else, that maisa kinyan can achieve a chalos kinyan without das. The katan can have maisa kinyan, he can have a chalos kinyan through maisa kinyan alone. Because he doesn't have das kinyan, but the chachamim say no. He can have a chalos kinyan through the ma'isa kinyan without das. But Chazal can't create das out of thin air. They can't say that a kinyan that's kulo das is going to work by a katan, because that just doesn't make any sense. If a katan doesn't have das, then it doesn't make any sense that Chazal can be misaken that he can do a kinyan. Chalifin is a zak kinyan that's kulo das. The ma'isa, the action, is just coming to demonstrate the das. It's not really a maisa kinyan because it's not lasting. It goes back to the owner, and it's not a shavah pruta. It's very insignificant. The whole kinyan of kinyan chalifin is a kinyan das. So that can't work by katan. Chazal can't institute a kinyan chalifin by katan because the whole kinyan is a kinyan das, and it doesn't make any sense in the context of a katan. That's what the Rambam is saying. If you look in the Frankel Rambam, the Girsa in the Rambam is not Shehakinyan Bishtar. That Kinyan Sudar leads to Shtar, and therefore you can't have a Kinyan Sudar by a Katan. But rather, what's the Girsa in the Rambam, in the Frankel? Hakinyan Kishtar. That's mamish what the Rav is saying. That the Rambam is equating Kinyan Sudar to Shtar. In what way? Sudar is Sudar, Shtar is Shtar. In the level of Das that you need for each. Kinyan Sudha requires the same level of das as a shtar, according to the Rambam. So if you need a das alimta in order to write a shtar, if you need a high level of das, high level of acceptance of the shtar in order to be able to write that shtar raya, then you need a high level of das for the Kinyan Sudha too. It's the same thing. Ha-kinyan kishtar. So if you can't have that level of das by a katan, How do I know that you can't have that level of Daf by Katan? Because we don't write Shtoros on Katan. We don't write Karan Akatan, so then that shows that you can't have that level of Das. If you can't have the level of Das, then you can't have a Kenyan Suda by Akatan either, because a Kenyan Suda requires the same level of Das as you need for a Shtar. There's an equation in terms of the Das that's needed both for Kenyan Suda and for Shtar. That's what the Rambam meant to say. Yes?
So if we're saying now that for the Rambam, you need this Das by Kenyan, why does he say in the first Rambam?
But there's no way to Kenyan. Excellent. We're going to get to it. Get to in a moment, Josh. Excellent. Before we get there, let's just expand for 2 seconds. The Rav had two rayas to this yesod, that Khalifin is a kinyan of Das. Right? Khalifin is a kinyan of Das. One raya is the fact that Khalifin is different than any other kinyan. Any other kinyan. Regarding what? It works both by metaltim and by karka. Most kinyanim, they either work by metaltim or by karka. Mashiach and Hagbah work by what? Karka? Mashiach and Hagbah work by metaltim. You can't pick up a piece of light. Right? Mashiach and Hagbah work by metaltim. Chazaka, for example. Shtar work by karka. Khalifa works by both. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat Paskens. The Khalifa works bein by metaltim and bein by karka. Maybe metaltim and bekarka. How can that be? The Gemara in Gittin, and the Chavei says that the kinyanim metaltim work only for metaltim, kinyanim karka work only for karka. But the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei Echos Shemish B'Tzif Aleph clearly says that it works maybe metaltim and bekarka. It gives examples. The kinyan keitzad yitain hakona lamakna kli kolshuv yomalo kneze chelav hakarka. Oh, hametaltim shemachartali works maybe metaltim and bekarka. How can it work by both? Not the rub, it's poshim. Normally, the reason why a kinyan only works by metaltim or by karka is because the maisa kinyan can only relate to metaltim. It can only relate to karka. You can't do meshicha on karka. Right? You can't do chazoka on metaltim. So because they don't relate to each other, so therefore it doesn't make any sense to do the kinyan by the other item. You can't do certain kinyan by metaltim or by karka because the maisa kinyan has to relate to the item that you're acquiring. But chalifin, it's not about a Maisa Kenyan, it's about Das Kenyan. It's all about Das. Yes, you do have to transfer the Suda, but the Suda is just symbolic of the expression of Das. It's just Megala that there is Das. There's nothing really significant to the transfer of the Suda itself. Because it goes back. It's all a formal act. So if it's all a formal act, why should it work only by Metaltim or by Karka? There really is no Maisa Kenyan over here. Normally, there are specific kinyanim for metaltim and specific for karka because the ma'aseh kinyan can only relate to one, not to the other. But if chalifin is a kinyan das, then it makes sense that it should work by both because it's an intangible kinyan. It's a kinyan without a ma'aseh kinyan. It's a chalos kinyan without a ma'aseh kinyan. I know there's an act, but the act is purely formal. It's not that the ma'aseh kinyan is what's effecting the chalos. It's the das that's effecting the chalos. So therefore, it can work bamba matata, bamba karka. It's one raya that the Rav brought. The other raya comes from Chazar, right? Until when can you retract by kinyon? So the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Tzadi Hei, Sivav, Siv Zayin, Shulchan Aruch said the Khalifin is different than other kinyonim regarding this as well. By other kinyonim, how long do you have until Tochidei Dibur? Right? But by Khalifin, as long as you're asukim but also inyan, then you can still be chozibo. Avobi shenigmar hadover bekinyan sudar, kolecha mishneim yachol achzibo, kolzman shasukim but also inyan. Bishar dachay haknoya en shemecha miyam yachol achzibo la'acha kedai diba. Maishna zem izem. Said the Rav, evshem ekenzogim, maybe we can say, according to the Shulchan Aruch, along this mahalach, right, we mentioned before that the Ran holds, why can you be chozibah b'tochidei dibur by nekach u'memkin? Why? Help me. According to the Ran, why can you be chozibah b'tochidei dibur? Because the das is not complete until then. By gittin v'kiddushin, you can't be chozibah even b'tochidei dibur because we assume that you need a das halinta for gittin v'kiddushin, so you have a full gemiras das. That's how we explain the Ran. So comes the Rav and he changes that a little bit according to the Shulchan Aruch. It's a little different mahalach. because maybe the reason why by kinyanim in general you can be chazur v'torcha de dibor is because the maisa is nigmar la'acha k'day dibor. The action, I do an action, but my action still is alive until k'day dibor. Right? After the 2.5 seconds or so, after k'day dibor, so then the action is completed. There are different rayas to this yisod. But if a person does one action, he can be mitzaref it to another action b'tok k'day dibor. The action is not completed. It's still there. It's still alive. But after k'day dibor, it's nigmar. It's over. So if that's the pshat, then we can understand why it only applies to other kinyanim and not to chalifin. Because chalifin is not about an action. It's not about a ma'aseh kinyan. You might want to say that the ma'aseh kinyan is nigmar la'acha k'day dibor, but the das kinyan not nigmar if there are sukkim ba'oso inyanims. They're still talking about the kinyan, still talking about it for another 5 minutes, another 10 minutes. They, you know, they're signing, I don't know, they're discussing this kinyan. So the das is not complete until they say, okay, that's it, it's over. Right? Once they're still, as long as they're still talking about it, then the das kinyan is not complete. So if you say that tokhe deidibu you still can be chosebo, not because the das isn't complete until Toka de Dibra, as we said from the Ran, but that the Maisa isn't complete, so that we can understand would apply to other Kinyana, but not to Khalifin. Khalifin is about Das. So if Khalifin is about Das, as long as there are Sukkim Ba'oso Inyan, the Das is not complete. So that's why by Khalifin, as long as there are Sukkim Ba'oso Inyan, you still can be Chozeba. But by other Kinyanim, you can't be Chozeba once it's after Kedai Dibur, because the Maisa is over. So once the Maisa is over, you can't be chozevo because the kinyan is really be'ikr to ma'isa. It's just there's a t'nai ba'alma that you need das. It can't be ba'al-karcho, but the kinyan really is effective through the ma'isa, not through the das. Okay, so these are two other rayas to this yisod. The chalifin might be a kinyan das. So said the Rav, that's pshat in the Ravid. The Ravid who claims that chalifin requires a dekiyam, that's because the Ravid holds chalifin as a kinyan das. You need a das alimta in chalifin because the whole kinyan is a kinyan das. So I need the das to be on a higher level to take the place of the ma'aseh kinyan that's missing from chalifin. So I need the das to be on a higher level. How do I create a higher level of das? We know that. That's through Eidei Kiyam. So I need the Eidei Kiyam. I have to publicize the kinyan sudr so that there'll be a das alimta to this kinyan. That's how the Ravid held. And that's what he said, that you need Eidei Kiyam. According to the Ravid, everything fits in beautifully. I need a das alimta in order to shaft the kinyan, in order to effect the kinyan. The way that I create that level of das is through Eidei Kiyam. And that's why the Ravid says that perhaps by kinyan sudr you'll need Eidei Kiyam. So one would have imagined that that's what the Rabbeinu Tam holds as well. And this was an introduction just to get back to the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that chalifin is what? Chalifin is a kinyan acher. It's not mitam kesef, right? That's what we started with. Rabbeinu Tam is not mitam. Not even chalifin shavei pruta. Rashi may have held there are two tracks, or maybe it's all mitam kesef. Rabbeinu Tam said no, it's all not mitam kesef. Even chalifin shavei pruta, because the fact that you can do it before shavei pruta, that's megala that even chalifin shavei pruta can't be mitam kesef. So we ask, what's pshat in Rabbeinu Tam? Why does he say chalifin is a kinyan acher? What kind of kinyan acher is it? Rabbeinu Tam might hold, one would have thought that Rabbeinu Tam should hold that chalifin is a kinyan das. So if it's a kinyan das, it's not mitam kesef. That's exactly what he meant. It's all about das. It's not mitam kesef. If it's not mitam kesef, then it's not going to work by kiddush isha, because I'm only going to derive kinyane kesef from stay afron to isha. That's what you would have said. That should be the end of the sugya. What's the problem? Rabbeinu Tam was the one who held what? That you don't need Eidei Kiyam. Rabbeinu Tam holds you don't need Eidei Kiyam for Chalifin. Sounds like he holds you don't need a Das Alimta for Chalifin. So we don't understand what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. How can Chalifin be a Kinyan Acher? It can be a Kinyan of Das if you don't need Eidei Kiyam by Kinyan Chalifin. But Be'emes, that Kash already exists in the Rambam, as Josh pointed out. The Rambam is also Shveh. Because the Rambam also assumes that you don't need Eidei Kiyam for Chalifin, and yet the Rambam says what? The Rav's Rambam, the Chalifin doesn't work by whom? By a cotton. got steers all over the place over here. What's going on? The Rambam says Chalifin doesn't work by a katan. Zok the Rav. That's because you can't have da. You can't have a da salimta by a katan. You can't have a high level of das by katan. And Mistama, you need a da salimta by Kenyan Chalifin. So why does the Rambam say that you don't need a dekiyah by Kenyan Chalifin? Stop to Litva. The Rav was sensitive to this kasha. He knew the Rambam. I mean, he was using the Rambam to explain a Ravitza. I mean, clearly he knew that the Rambam is going to be a problem here. So he says something very simple. Very simple. Just, you know, just tweaking it. Rav points out that even if you'll say that both the Rambam and the Ravitza agree that Kenyan Chalifin is a Kenyan Das, you're not beholden to say that they both agree that you need a dekiyah for Kenyan Chalifin. Why? What's the makkah that you need a dekiyah? Is there a makkah that you need a dekiyah? Or it's just always a svar? It's not always a svar. I mean, we can put a svar into it, but the reality is, by davar shebe'evah, we have a makkah. Davar davar mimamo. There's a makkah that you need a dekiyah. Zok the Rav, maybe the Rambam holds that even though you need a das halenta by chalifin, but you don't need a dekiyah to achieve that das halenta by chalifin. There's a gzeres hakosav that by davar shebe'erva to achieve a das halinta you need a dekiyah, but that's not necessary by chalifin because that gzeres hakosav doesn't exist by chalifin. That's the nuance of difference that the Rambam has over the Ravid. Both the Rambam and the Ravid, according to this mahalach of the Rav, both the Rambam and the Ravid claim that you need a das halinta by kenyan chalifin. The only machlokas is, do you need a dekiyah to achieve that das halinta? The Ravid says, yes, Maishna Kinyan Chalifin from Davar Shebe'erva. If you need a dekiyah to achieve a das halinta by Davar Shebe'erva, then the same should be true by Chalifin. Right? Comes the Rambam and says, no, there's a Gzeres HaKosav to tell me that you need a dekiyah by Davar Shebe'erva, but there's no Gzeres HaKosav by Chalifin. So even if you need a das halinta by Chalifin, who says you need a dekiyah to achieve that das halinta? That could be what the Rabbi Natan has in mind as well. Rabbi Natan really holds that Kenyan Chalifin is a Kenyan of Das. That's what he meant when he said it's a Kenyan Achen. It's not Mitam Kesef. Because it works even Prochos Mishav Pruta. So that can't be Mitam Kesef. It must be a Kenyan Das. It's not working Midin Kesef. It's a formal act. It's a formal, but better. It's an act that's really a Kenyan Das. Maybe that's what he meant by it's a Kenyan Achen. It's not Mitam Kesef. The Kenyan of Das. Either Rabbi Natan holds that you don't need a dekiyah, he holds that you don't need a dekiyah because there's no gzeres hakosav by Kenyan Chalifin that you should need a dekiyah. That's a gzeres hakosav by davar shebe'erva. It's a special halacha by davar shebe'erva that you should need a dekiyah. Let me say it a little bit better. Maybe the Rambam holds, Rabbi Natan and the Rambam hold, that you don't need a dekiyah to create a higher level of das. See, till now we're assuming that if you need a higher level of das, you need a dekiyah to achieve that. What the Rambam and Rabbi Natan hold is, no, to get a das halinta, you don't need a dekiyah. Why do you need a dekiyah by davar shebe'erva? Not to make a das halinta. You need a dekiyah because that's the gzeres hakosav that a maisa davar shebe'erva requires a dekiyah. That's how Rabbi Natan and the Rambam are going to learn. Now don't think that whenever a das halinta is necessary, you always need a dekiyah. That's what we were assuming until now. Rabbi Natan and the Rambam say no, there's a gzeres hakosav by davar shebe'erva, bishnei edim yakam davar, kimatzav ervas davar, davar davar mimamon, that davar shebe'erva requires a dekiyah. A maisa of davar shebe'erva requires a dekiyah. Who says Rabbi Natan and the Rambam are beholden to say that a dekiyah is a function of das davar shebe'erva? Maybe they hold it's a function of maisa davar shebe'erva. So by davar shebe'erva, you need a dekiyah. But just because you need a das halinta by Kenyan Chalifin, who says that you need a dekiyah? A dekiyah is not always necessary whenever you need a higher level of das. So they're free to say that Kenyan Chalifin really is a Kenyan das, and nevertheless I'm not going to need a dekiyah, because I don't need a dekiyah to achieve a das halinta. Okay, so this could be what the Rabbeinu Tam has in mind. Okay, Josh, does that answer the kasha? What?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, good. Glad you're not nervous anymore.
Why can't you just say that the Edekiyim elevates the Das only in a place of a Maisa Kinyan? Because then you have the Maisa Kinyan as well. That will elevate the Das, but here there's no Maisa Kinyan.
No, faket. So what do you mean? So by Meshich and Hagbah you need Edekiyim and have a Das
Halinta? Those are other reasons.
There should be no reason by Kinyan to need a Das Halinta. It's only by Kinyan Chalitin.
Well, those places you don't need Das Halinta.
Which places?
Hagbah, Mashiacha.
Why not?
Well, here you do need a das lamtam. I don't have an explicit reason why you don't need das lamtam there, but here you do need das lamtam.
Because the simple pshat is by kinyanim you shouldn't need a das lamtam. Just regular das kone, das makna should be sufficient. You don't need a higher level of das. The whole point is if chalifin doesn't have a significant ma'isa kinyan, so then I need a higher level of das to take the place of the ma'isa kinyan that's missing here. That's the problem. Okay, so I need a higher level of das to take the place of the ma'isa kinyan. So that's why dafka by chalifin, I'll need a das alinta in order to create the chalos. But it could be that I don't need a dekiyam to create that higher level of das. That's what we've been assuming till now. To make a das alinta, I need a dekiyam. But who says Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam are beholden to that? Maybe they hold that's a din of davar sheba'erva, a dekiyam. It's not a din in kinyanim b'chlal. The Ravid argues, the Ravid says, no, if I need a das alinta, I need a dekiyam. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam will say, no, that's a din of davar sheba'erva, but by kinyanim, even if I need a das alinta, I don't need a dekiyam to shaft a das alinta. Yes?
So how does Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam hold that you achieve a high level of das without a dekiyam by
who says I need the Eidei Kiyam? We keep on assuming that the way that you make a Das Alinta is by publicizing the act. Who says I need that? Maybe the fact that I express what I'm doing, or the fact that I do the Kinyan Sudha, that
creates a high level of Das.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the Maisa, the act of transfer of the Sudha, that creates the Das. You're saying, where's the higher level of Das in the transfer of the Sudha?
Yeah.
The fact is it's not just the Dibra, I'm doing an act. The act is completely meaningless if not for the fact that it's expressing Das. So maybe that act, the fact that I'm doing this seemingly meaningless act, what's the purpose of that act if not to express my higher level of Das? That's how you have to learn, right? That it's the act that is demonstrating the Das. It's not that I'm kona with the Maisa, but the act is demonstrating the das, and through the das, I'm kona. Through the das, I'm kona. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam will probably hold. The only thing we have to deal with, just for the sense of shleimus of the sugya, is the Ravid is still a problem. What's the problem with the Ravid? The Ravid himself says the chalifin is mitam kesef. The Ravid is a Rashi man. Rashi holds chalifin is mitam kesef. Rabbeinu Tam holds chalifin is not mitam kesef. But the Ravid, who holds that you need a dekiyam by chalifin, he's the one who says that chalifin is mitam kesef. That's mamish astira. That's very difficult, right? Which Ravid am I talking about? Two Ravids. Ebed Knaini and Katan. Ebed Knaini and Katan. Did everyone see the Ravid? Did everyone finish the Maamar Kamos yet? How many people did not see the Ravid? Okay, you know what? Take a look at the Ravid. Think about the Ravid. Think about what the Ravid might be able to say. And then we'll continue this tomorrow. Okay?